哇，真来了，本来
سورة الفاتحة حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إني تارك فيكم الثقلين كتاب الله وعترتي أهل بيتي We are gathered because a mother had made a dua. A mother had made a dua, and that mother had wished that someone would cry for her son. So Allah has answered her dua and brought out those few, the honorable, the dignified, the best that human beings can bring about, the best of mankind, so that they mourn for her child. We have heard this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
In which he says that I am leaving amongst you two things. The book of Allah and my family, my Ahlul Bayt. These two things have been left for us, the Quran and Ahlul Bayt. And to honor both of these, Allah has specified two special months so that both of these things could be remembered and they could be honored. To honor the Quran, Allah has specified the month of Ramadan. To honor Ahlul Bayt, Allah has specified Muharram. Ramadan is the month of Quran. Muharram is the month of Ahlul Bayt. And both of these months are special in spirituality. When we look at our year, we see these 2 months are special in their spirituality. Allah has put in it many rewards, many incentives, and many places of mercy, compassion, and guidance. When you look at both these months, Ramadan is the month of mercy, and Muharram is also the month of mercy. And truly, Ramadan is the month of guidance, Muharram is also the month of guidance. In Ramadan, fasting is wajib. In Muharram, it is mustahab. The only place where we are told not to fast is on the 9th and the 10th of Muharram. Because Ashura was a day that Banu Umayyah used to celebrate after Karbala. They used to take this day as a celebration, and they made the emphasis of fasting in this day. It is Banu Umayyah who emphasized fasting on the day of Ashura. And our imams have made it clear that because they celebrate this day and wanted people to fast, they asked their believers and lovers not to fast on this day. But other than that, you see, in both of them, it is most, you know, fasting is there. Except for this day, this is exceptional. But when we look at from here, I just explained to you the similarities. Now I want to make you understand something. And I want to compare Ramadan and Muharram. I want to just compare Ramadan and Muharram so you have a clear idea of who Hussein is and what the message of Hussein is. What is the message of Hussein? Understand it from here, my friends. Knowing what is Ramadan and knowing what is Muharram, knowing what is Ashura. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
In Ramadan, every action that we do has reward. It is said that our sleeping is tasbih. It is like reciting tasbih. It is said that our reading of the Quran has so much reward in it. And obviously, when we have heard it so many times in the month of Ramadan, how much reward does it have? But there is no hadith, there is no place in the month of Ramadan that it says that if you do something in the month of Ramadan, that you will go to heaven. That Jannat is wajib. In Ramadan, there is no action that you can do which will make Jannat wajib on you, that Allah will make you enter heaven. But when it came to Muharram, it is said that those who cry for Hussein, wajibat lahumul Jannah, Jannat is wajib on them. Those who read poetry for Imam Hussein, Jannat is wajib on them. Those who make people cry, Jannat is wajib on them. For little things in Muharram, you see that how many places Allah is saying that Jannat is wajib on them. The first difference between Muharram and Ramadan is that in Ramadan, there's nothing you can do to make Jannat wajib on you. But in Muharram, all these actions that are there for the mourning of Hussein will make Jannat wajib on you. Friends, the first difference, right? And when we look at these 2 months, the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed, meaning نزول القرآن. The Quran descended in the month of Ramadan. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Quran descended in the month of Ramadan. Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, and Ahlul Bayt were revealed in the month of Muharram. Quran in Natiq was revealed in the month of Muharram. Let me just explain to you the meaning of Nuzul. What is the meaning of Nuzul? When we say the Quran descended, the meaning of descend, Inzal, Tanzil, Nuzul of Quran. The meaning of Nuzul, meaning was that it was brought down to a level where we can understand and where we can grasp the meaning. Where we can grasp the meaning. So Quran was brought down to our level of understanding so that we can comprehend it in the month of Ramadan. Ahlul Bayt were revealed to us in the month of Muharram so that we can grasp it and understand them. Look at Muharram, look at the Book of Allah. This was in a heavenly form that was beyond our comprehension. It was brought down to our level. This is the meaning of Nuzul. It was brought down to our level in Karbala, in Muharram. Ahlul Bayt were brought down to a level where we can have an emotional attachment with them. Where we can grasp them, where we can understand them. This is where you see how forward we go. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Ramadan is the month in which it has been made so that we respect the signs of Allah. We honor the signs of Allah. Ramadan has been made so that we may increase our honor for the signs of Allah. And Muharram also is made so that we may honor the signs of Allah. Now in the month of Ramadan, the sign of Allah is the Quran. In the month of Muharram, the sign of Allah is Ahlul Bayt, and in special form, Hussein alayhi salam. Now my friends, just understand the difference between the two so that you know what I'm saying. I'm slowly going forward so that we can truly understand who is Imam Hussein. That's what we've been trying to do for 10 days. To compare Imam Hussein to the other Imams, now I'm just trying to compare the day of Ashura and Muharram to the day of the month of Ramadan, so that we understand it from there. You know, if the Quran is being burned on one hand, and if a mu'min who has the love of Hussein is being harmed on the other hand, which one is wajib to save first? Which one is wajib to save first? The Shariat, Islam says that you have to save the mu'min. A mu'min, who is this mu'min? He just has the love of Hussein in his heart. If he is being harmed, then save him. That is more important than this. Friend, understand the difference. This is the difference, what we are saying. In Ramadan, we are told to respect the signs of Allah. There, the Quran was revealed. The ending of Ramadan is Eid, where there is happiness. In Muharram, Ahlul Bayt were revealed. Imam Hussein came forward and he was made accessible to us. But Muharram ends in sadness. It ends in sadness, my friends. Now, Whenever you look at this, and I gave this example before, on one side there's happiness, on the other side there's sadness. If you are told that one brother is getting married and the other mother had died, who would you go to visit? Aqlan and Shar'an also, you should go to the one who has died, because of the fact that the one who has died, they need your support more than the one who has becoming happy. It's a natural thing to understand. It's something that we need to understand clearly. There's someone who's died, who died. If one of the brothers in the community died and the other is getting married, where would you go? The fact is that the one who had died, he needs your support. He needs you to be there to pick him up and make dua for him, more than the one who's getting married. So you go there. And here in the month of Muharram, Hussein was killed. The son of the Prophet was killed. You know, people say that, you know, why is it that your whole religion is just about matam and crying and mourning and that's it? You know, month of Muharram comes and you just cry and cry and cry and do matam and this and that and all these things. I also tell them, you know what, I agree with you. I am also upset. I am also angry. Do you think we like what happened? Do you think we like what happened with Imam Hussein? Do you think we like what happened with the family of the Prophet? There's a reason we are sending lanat on Yazid all the time. We're not sending lanat on him because we're happy. We're sending lanat on him because we are angry. We are upset. That's why we are sending lanat. We are upset that Hussein was killed. We are angry that his family was butchered. We are angry about that. Allah says wearing black clothes is makruh and He does not like it. Well, Allah doesn't like it. Why do you think we are wearing it? We are wearing this because we are upset that something wrong happened. Otherwise, deen is the deen of love. The reason we are upset is because we have love for Ahlul Bayt. The reason we are angry is because we have love for Rasulullah. That's why we are angry. If we didn't have love for Rasulullah, we wouldn't care. No, because we love Rasulullah, that's why we are here mourning. Deen is about love, it's not about mourning. But mourning has come about because we love Rasulullah. Because we have the love, we cry. Otherwise, if we didn't have love, we wouldn't cry. Our neighbor dies, we don't even know him. Are we going to go there and cry? I didn't even know this guy, but I'm crying. Oh, I mean, it's because we love Rasulullah, we love the Prophet, we love Ahlul Bayt. That's why we cry. Friends, this is the difference. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You know, we are told to love Ahlul Bayt. La as'alukum alayhi ajran illa al-muwaddata fil qurba. We are told to have muwaddat with Ahlul Bayt. Isn't that what Quran says? To have the love of Ahlul Bayt. Now my friends, Allah could have said muhabbat here. A lot of people, they do not understand these two things. What is muhabbat and what is muwaddat? Both mean love. But the difference between muhabbat and muwaddat is that muwaddat is muhabbat with expression. We are told to have muwaddat, not to keep the love of Ahlul Bayt in our heart, but to express the love. That's why when husband and wife are discussed in the Quran, Allah doesn't say He gives muhabbat to them. He says that they should have muwaddat amongst them, that they shouldn't just keep their love in their heart, but express their love to each other. Just like that with Ahlul Bayt, you are told to have muwaddat, not muhabbat. Why? Because when you have muwaddat, then not only do you have love in their heart, but you express it by coming and mourning for Hussein. Wow. You're told to express it. Announce it, not hide it. That is the meaning of Muwaddat. Meaning love that is announced, not that which is hidden. Yes, I love Ahlul Bayt, it's in my heart. No. If you love it, now you're told to announce your love. To express it. That's the meaning of Muwaddat. Salawat ala Muhammad wa alihi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
They say, you know, but the month of Ramadan has Laylatul Qadr. A very powerful night. Laylatul Qadr is equal to 1,000 months. And friends, Laylatul Qadr, the reward of Laylatul Qadr is equal to 1,000 months. What is this Laylatul Qadr? You know, when we look at Muharram, we have Ashura. In Ramadan, you have Laylatul Qadr. In Ashura, in Muharram, you have Ashura. What is this Laylatul Qadr? My friends, let me just tell you. You know, Laylatul Qadr is when your accounting is done and the new year that's coming up, your rizq, whatever you get from Allah is being written. Meaning, in the year end, your books are closing, a new year is starting. You know, you see, there's a misconception here that I want to clear right now. You know, the new year in Islamic ideology is not Muharram. Muharram is not the new year in Islam. Muharram is the new year according to the Arab Hijri calendar. The year, the new year in Islam starts the day after Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is the end of your books and accounting and your new year is starting. That's why in the new year starts on the eve of Laylatul Qadr, on Laylatul Qadr. So that your new year you start by asking Allah to forgive you what you have done in the past year and to give you for the next year. Laylatul Qadr is the beginning of the Islamic year. The night of Qadr is the beginning of the Islamic year. The Muslim Hijri calendar is different. Mostly it's known that Muharram is the first of the month. That's the Arab way of doing it. They had the Hijri calendar, it was still going on. But the Islamic ideology is that Laylatul Qadr is the beginning of the year. On Laylatul Qadr, your books are closing and Allah is decreeing what you get. That's why we are making dua, Allah, increase our rizq, increase our barakat, increase our blessing. When? On Laylatul Qadr. So that Allah gives you for the year. Now how much has Allah given you? My friends, in Laylatul Qadr you're making the dua. Allah, give me, increase my rizq, give me more blessing. How much did you get? How much did you get? That part is known. How much you got is known on the day of Ashura. My friend, understand this. The more you give for Imam Hussein is what you got from Allah on the Laylatul Qadr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You see, on Ashura, what you spend for Allah, what you spend for the Imam is known on Ashura. You get on Laylatul Qadr, you spend on Ashura. Those who cry for Hussein more, those who mourn for Hussein more, those who spend themselves for Hussein more, it means that Allah has increased their rizq and has given them blessings. Because all that we get, where is it known? How much you spend for the Imam. How much you spend for the Imam. This is known on Ashura. On Ashura it's known how much you have given, how much you have gotten from Allah. If you didn't get much, you will see people, Ashura comes and goes, and to them it's nothing. You see, Ashura comes and goes, it's nothing for them. No, on Ashura, my friends, your rizq is known. How much did you get from Allah? Because this is rizq. This is that which is helping you. How much you spend for Allah and for the Imam of the time. Salawat ala Muhammad wa alihi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Really, this attachment to Hussein is something that is natural, is rational. You know, of all the Imams, if someone says, you know, that they don't have attachment to Hussein, but they like someone else who's good, then you know what? They're lying about their love for someone else. If anyone says, you know, I like Ali, but I don't like Hussein, then their love for Ali is also wrong. Because rationally, aqlan, intellectually, Hussein was mazlum. All the Imams are mazlum, but Hussein's mazlumiyat, his oppression, is something that is clear, evident, more than everyone else. So good that is oppressed, you are more attached to it emotionally, as opposed to good that is less oppressed or not oppressed. And hence, if someone says that they're not attached to Hussein and they're attached to someone else, then when they speak about others, they're not saying the truth. Otherwise, if there was love for them for the truth, then Hussein is the most evident truth that could be found. It's natural to love Imam Hussein. It's natural, my friends. You see, when we look at this, then you understand what is Muharram. My friends, Muharram, this Ashura, this is not any simple day. Really, this is not any simple day. Today is Ashura, right? Do I need to say anything for us to cry? You know? Zainab? Does she need to say anything? My friends, Quran was revealed. And Ahlul Bayt were revealed. Quran came to us in Ramadan. Ahlul Bayt were brought visible to us in Ramadan. Both of them have come to us. But now you see the difference between Laylatul Qadr and Ashura. Quran needs to be explained. Ahlul Bayt need to be explained. When Quran is explained, it became tafsir. So when you read tafsir, how many tafsirs do you have? Some tafsir are 20 volumes. Some tafsir are 30 volumes. You say this tafsir of the Quran is 30 volumes. This tafsir of the Quran and explanation is 20 volumes. But when you come to Ashura, then you see that Imam Hussein was explained in Ashura. You know how many volumes does Imam Hussein have? There are 34. There are 34 cuts from swords. There are 33 cuts from spears. And there are so many cuts from arrows that it's uncountable. No one counted them. 34 places he was cut with the sword. 33 places he was pierced with the spear. This was Imam Hussein on Ashura. This is Imam Hussein on Ashura. Ashura, Fatima has come to Karbala. Rasulullah has come to Karbala. You know, Hussein is someone special. You know, it is said, Ibn Abbas says that whenever I saw Rasulullah looking at Hussein, there would be tears in his eyes and he would be crying. There would be tears anytime. He would be happy one time, and it was only for Hussein. Anytime Hussein would come in front of him, he would just cry. There would be tears in his eyes. You know, Rasulullah would be with others. He would be laughing. He would be smiling. But when he sees Hussein coming in, right away there would be tears in his eyes. There would be tears in his eyes. Now do you see who Hussein was? For others, he did not do that. When he saw Fatima, he would be smiling with her. Every time he sees Fatima, it is said that he would smile. He would smile when he looks at Fatima. But when he looks at Ali, he would smile at Ali. Only one time, yes. Only one time do we have that it was in the month of Ramadan that Imam Ali, when Rasulullah was giving a speech, Imam Ali asked him, what is the best amal that we can do? He asked him, what is the best amal we can do? Rasulullah looked at Ali and there were tears in his eyes. There were tears in his eyes. They said, why are you crying, Rasulullah? Why are you crying? He said, Ali, I can picture you that your head is cut into two and your blood has drenched your beard. Once he cried for Ali, but every time he used to see Hussein, he would be crying and there would be tears in his eyes. There would be tears in his eyes. My friends, this is it. Hussein is alone now. Hussein is all alone. There is no one who's there to help him. No one there to answer his call. Abbas is gone. You know, Ali Asghar is also gone. Now who's going to answer the call of Hussein? Who's going to answer the call of Hussein? Everyone is gone. Now Hussein knows that this is his time to go. It is said that Hussein, when everyone was martyred, he made the grave of Ali Asghar and he sat on the sand of Karbala, looking at the battlefield, looking at all these martyrs, looking at what's going on. Only Allah knows what was in the heart and mind of Hussein. Hussein had his special time with Allah in solitude. No one is there to bother him. The animals are dancing in front of him. And those who mattered are lying on the battlefield, martyred and bloodied. Hussein now looks at the battlefield, now gets ready to go. He goes inside the tent, and he goes inside the tent, and he gets all the ladies together, and says, listen, this is it. Now I'm leaving. I'm leaving. You know, it was very hard for Hussein to leave, because now Hussein knows the only thing that's stopping this army from coming to the woman of Rasulullah and the ladies of Rasulullah is Hussein himself. After Hussein goes, then these ladies will have no protection. Hussein. Hussein, what is he feeling right now? He goes to the ladies. He says to them, be patient after me. Be patient after me. You will go through tribulations and afflictions. Be patient. Do not lose your calm. The ladies, they made a circle around Hussein. Started beating their hands. And then Hussein, if we had anyone else, we would have given them to you. But what can we do? Everything we have, we gave for you. You know, Hussein had a hard time leaving them, but he had to leave them. As he left their tent, he called out Zainab. He said, Zainab, come with me. Come with me, Zainab. He took Zainab into another tent. He took Zainab into another tent and he said, Zainab, itini bil libasin atiq. Zainab, bring me some worn out old clothes that I can wear. Zainab brought an old shirt that is worn out, old and worn out. Hussein took out his shirt that was bloodied with the blood of martyrs. Ali Akbar's blood is on there. Ali Asghar's blood is on there. He took that off. He put on this shirt, and he put that shirt on. Then Hussein started to tear that shirt from different places. From different places, he started to tear that shirt. Zainab asked him, "What are you doing, my brother? Why are you tearing your shirt? Why are you doing this to yourself?" He said, "Zainab, just make dua that this shirt remains on me after I die." Hussein tells Zainab that, "Zainab, be patient. You are going to be in charge after this. Make yourself strong. You will need to be strong so that others can remain strong with you. Do not lose your strength, Zainab." Hussein reminded Zainab. And then after that, when Imam Hussein left Zainab, he went to the tent. He went to the tent of Imam Zainul Abidin, who was lying down in a state of unconsciousness. He was so ill, he wasn't able to even get up from his sickness. He was lying down, his eyes are closed. Hussein came next to him and woke him up. My son, wake up. Zainul Abidin opened his eyes. What did he see in front of him? He saw Hussein's face is filled with blood. The blood of Ali Asghar on his face. Imam Sajjad looked at him and said, "Father, what happened?" Hussein said, "I'm leaving my son. I'm going to the battlefield." Imam Sajjad asked him, "Father, why are you going? Where is Abul Fazl Abbas? Where is my uncle Abbas?" He said, "He's gone." "Isn't there anyone who will defend you?" He said, "Everyone is dead, my son. Everyone is gone, my son." Imam Sajjad said, "Father, why are you going? Let me go, father. Let me go, I will go and defend you." Hussein said, "No, my son, no, this is not your time. Now you will have to go through much more than what I went through, my son. I have faced just a day of hardship, my son. You will be facing so many hardships and sufferings from Karbala onwards." Hussein told Imam Sajjad that, "Son, listen, my son. Listen, my son. Just I have some advice. I have some wasiyat for you." He gave the ilm of imamah to Imam Sajjad, made him in charge. And he said, "My son, just listen. When you go back, when you go back and you meet those people who love me, when you meet my Shia, when you meet my Shia, who will burn, whose heart will burn through grief of mine, just remind them of my thirst. Remind them how thirsty I was on the day of Ashura. And remind them when they drink water to remember my thirst." Say. Imam Hussein left. Imam Hussein left the tent of Imam Sajjad. He left the tent of Sajjad. He went out towards his horse. Zuljanah, one last time, Zuljanah. You have served me well. One last time, Zuljanah. One more ride I need from you. I won't bother you again, Zuljanah. I won't burden you again, Zuljanah. He came to his horse. You know the way of the people then was that someone who has friends, someone who has supporters, someone who has aids, the supporters would always come forward to help the person get on the horse. If someone has no supporters and no aid, it means he's getting on the horse alone. He looked at the horse as he's getting up. He said, looked at the battlefield. Looked at the battlefield and said, Ya Habib, Ya Muslim, Ya Abbas, where are you, my faithful supporters? I'm alone now. You left me alone. No one is there to help me get on the horse. Zainab saw the loneliness of Hussein. She came forward and said, Hussein, your sister is here. I will help you get on the horse. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Abu Abdullah. Hussein was really Muslim. Hussein was really Muslim, my friend. He was very lonely on the day of Ashura. It's very lonely. As Hussein got on the horse, took the reins of the horse, said, Zuljanah, let's go, Zuljanah. You know, Zuljanah won't move. Zuljanah won't move. He said, Zuljanah, are you tired of me, Zuljanah? Are you tired of me already? You don't want to take me around anymore. If Zuljanah had a tongue, he would say, you are the imam of my time. I am obligated to listen to you. It's my obligation to listen to you. What can I do? But your heart is at my feet. Hussein looked down and saw Sukaina. Rukaiya, Sukaina, Zakina is on the feet. Her eyes were wide open. Her lips were parched with thirst. You know, when your lips become dry, they are split and they are cracked and there's blood coming out of them. He saw Sakina's lips that they were so dried that they have cracks everywhere. She can barely talk. There's pain when she talks, you know. There's pain. Hussein, you're a father. This is your 4-year-old daughter. Do you see her pain, Hussein? Do you feel her pain? Hussein got down Hussein speaks to everyone according to their level. Hussein got down. He got onto his knees so he can be face to face with Sakina. And says, my darling Sakina. My darling Sakina. I must go. Sakina said, Father. Father, everyone who has gone to the battlefield, they didn't come back. No one came back. No one came back. Are you going to leave me? I'm afraid you won't come back. Father, you know, you are my bed and you're my pillow. Father, you are my bed and you're my pillow. How will I sleep without you? Hussein, it took Sakina. Put her towards his chest. Put her towards his chest. How can he bid her farewell to Sakina? This is the heart of Hussein. Hussein, how can he leave his heart? He looks at Sakina. Sakina sleeps on the chest of Hussein. Her face is calm. There's no, the heartbeat has gone down. Now she has felt the heartbeat of Hussein. She becomes calm. She becomes serene. She starts to slowly doze away. Hussein wakes her up and says, Sakina, you know what, Sakina? You know what, Sakina? Since you were born, you are the answer to the dua I used to make in my Salatul Layl. When I used to make dua, I used to ask for you. Allah gave you as an answer to my dua. I asked Allah, Allah give me a daughter who would be the light of my eyes and the peace of my heart. Allah gave you Sakina. Allah gave you Sakina. You know, Sakina, since you were born, I have never separated you from me. You know, I've never separated you from me. You always used to sleep on my chest. Even after Ali Asghar was born, I used to keep you next to me. Ali Asghar used to sleep with his mother. You used to sleep with me. Ali Asghar used to sleep with his mother. But Sakina, I want to make a trade with you. I want to make a trade with you from today. From today, let your brother Asghar sleep with me and you sleep with your mother. Hussein, Ya Aba Abdullah, Aba Abdullah, Aba Abdullah, Aba Abdullah. Yo, Hussein, when he got onto the horse again, this time it was the final farewell. Hussein knew what is happening and what is going to happen after this. Hussein knew what is going to happen after this, and he knew that as long as he is alive, he is going to give strength to all the ladies who are remaining behind. But one last shout of Hussein from the horse as he left the tents, he said, Ya Zainabo, Ya Umme Kulthum, Ya Sukaina, Alaykunna Minni As-Salaam. When the ladies heard that, there was an uproar in the أبدا. Say, you know, Hussein went towards the battlefield. You had towards the battlefield. Hussein, alone now, no one is there. Alone, he went towards the battlefield. He made the one last appeal to everyone. He said, you still have chance. You still have chance. Do not taint my father's religion with my blood. Do not kill me, because this is going to go down and you will be condemned for this forever. Allah will not forgive you. I am ready. You killed my Ali Akbar. You killed my Yazgar. I am the son of Rahmatan Lil Alameen. I am ready to forgive you. But if you kill me, there will be no forgiving for you ever. You will forever be condemned. Do not do this. They started laughing at Hussein. They started ridiculing Hussein. Hussein, you want to save your life, Hussein? You coward. You want to save your life. You just want to run away. You are afraid of death. When Hussein heard that, what can he feel? He says, you think I want to live after Ali Akbar has died? When they ridiculed him, when they ridiculed him with the Shuja'at of Muhammadi, Hussein, 3 days of thirst, no food, no energy. Hussein got his strength from the courage of Rasulullah, and he started to attack the army when the army was attacked by Hussein. His attack was so fierce on the army that he cut through the rank, killing one person after another, one after another, until the chickens started to run away from him. Until those chickens started running away from him, he would be cutting off their heads and their arms. They would be flying around as Hussein with the bravery that they had seen from his father Ali. He went through the battlefield. They could not believe it. They did not believe it. They didn't know what was happening. He made one round, cut through the ranks, and there was no one who could stop him. Hussein went through the ranks. Cut through those ranks. And then when they were running away, helter-skelter, in the battlefield, one person, can't you come close to me? Hussein is in the battlefield, my friends. You know, these cowards are also liars, you know. When they went to the court of Yazid, and they were explaining the battle, they were saying, Yazid, you know what? Hussein was a coward, we killed him. He couldn't even fight. Zainab had to stand up and say, you coward, you liar. Hussein was thirsty, he was hungry. But when he attacked you, you were running away from him. Hussein's attack was so fierce that these army, now they were like asking for security. You know, when everyone gives up, they put raise a white flag, want to surrender. That's when they said Alaman. You know, Alaman means surrender. We give you the white flag. They said, please stop, please stop. Hussein's attack was so strong. Everyone was saying Alaman, Al Hafiz, Alaman, Al Hafiz from the attack of Hussein. They're saying, Hussein, for your son's sake, Hussein, for Abbas's sake, stop. Hussein turned around towards the river and said, my brother Abbas, do you hear what they're saying? Now they're taking you, they want me to stop. Oh, أبا عبد الله You know, a time came when they stopped, when Hussein, he stopped. It was a time of Asr. Hussein stopped. You know, he put a sword inside its cover, in the sheet. He said, Allah, maybe this was from Allah, maybe this was the time. Hussein knew what was the promised time, that he has to go. Put his sword away. Everyone saw that Hussein is not attacking anymore. Hussein is not attacking anymore. They all made a plan. Umar ibn Sa'd said, listen, get around Hussein. If you want to attack him now. Go around him. Go around him, attack him. You know, everyone is afraid to get near Hussein. Everyone is afraid to get near Hussein. So the first thing they did is they throw a cloud of arrows towards him. Hussein, so many arrows were embedded in his body. That his whole back was like a porcupine. Arrows sticking out of his back like that. Then those who had spears, they came and they started throwing spears at him. So many spears were thrown that 33 spears wounded him. 33 spears wounded him. And now the blood is coming out. Now they see that Hussein has weakened. Hussein on the horse, after all this attack and assault, could hardly keep himself on the horse. Hussein fell down from the horse. But he fell in such a way that he didn't reach the earth. Hussein didn't reach the earth. So many arrows were inside of him that he's lying on a bed of arrows. On a bed of arrows. And as soon as they saw Hussein is on the ground, like the cowards they are, these people with the swords came forward and they started hitting Hussein. Chopping at Hussein wherever they could. Hussein is on the ground, but he's not dead. He is wounded, but he's not dead. Hussein is on the ground, my friend. As soon as Hussein went to the ground, there was a shout in the battlefield that Hussein is no more. And as soon as that shout was raised, everyone started running towards the tents. Hussein, when he heard that shout, he was weak, he was wounded, but he took the support of a spear that was next to him, mustered up the strength, raised his head and said, "Stop, where are you going? I'm still alive." Fatima is saying, Hussein. Someone needs to finish the job. Hussein, in his last moment, with that one shout, the army, cowards that they are, stopped. They stopped, they didn't move forward. Just the voice of Hussein was enough for them to put chill down their spines. Hussein is still alive, he's on the ground. Hussein, one last moment that he has, he picks it, he puts the dirt of Karbala together. Gathers the dirt around him so he can make a mound. His head cannot reach the earth. He makes the dirt into a mound so he can prostrate on it. Puts the sand together, makes the mound, and goes into sajda. Hamid ibn Muslim, the writer of Karbala, says, "I went to see what Hussein was saying. What was he saying? Then in sajda, I went near him to see what he's speaking. What was he saying in sajda? I went there and I saw Hussein talking to Allah and said, 'Ridhan bi qada'ik wa tasliman li amrik.' Allah, I've carried out your command and I'm pleased with what you have given me. I'm happy." "I'm happy with what you have given me, Allah. I'm pleased with what you have given me, Allah." Zainab came out. When she heard there's a noise and she couldn't see Hussein anymore, she came out to a mound that is high, in a high place. She came out that to a place that is known as Tilla Zainabia. She came out running out there. And when she came, what she saw was Hussein is on the ground. Hussein is on the ground. Everyone is saying, you know, "Someone go and do the job. Someone, go and do the job." No one wants to do it. No one wants to do it. Everyone is afraid to come close to Hussein. Everyone is afraid to do the job of cutting Hussein. You know, Shimr, he said, "What? You all don't want to do it? I'll do it." I'll do it and I'll get more reward from Yazid. You will see, he will give me more. Yes. He'll give me more. Allah curse him. Shiver, you know what you're doing. May you be cursed. Shiver came forward. You know how he came forward. You know, when you want to slaughter an animal, we are told, in Islam we are told, when you want to slaughter an animal, use a knife that is sharp. Use a sharp knife so that you do it fast. You do it fast. You don't give animal any more hardship than it goes through. Do it fast. Cut it fast. Make the knife sharp so that you can cut it fast and the job is done. Shiver, when he was coming forward, you know what he was doing? He was taking the sword and he was hitting the sword on the ground. He was hitting the sword on the ground as he was walking towards Hussein. They said, Shiver, what are you doing? Why are you hitting the sword on the ground? He says, I'm making it dull. I'm making it dull. He says, why are you making it dull? He says, don't you see? I want to show you how lonely Hussein is. I will take my time cutting Hussein. Say, ya Abdullah. My friend, you know, everyone's head was cut. Every martyr's head was cut. Everyone. You know, Abbas's head was cut. Ali Akbar's head was cut. And I told you yesterday, even Ali Asghar's head was cut. Everyone's head was cut. All of them. But do you realize that when they cut everyone else's head, they were already dead? Hussein is still alive! At least wait till he dies! At least wait till he goes away. But no, Shiver gets on top of Hussein, starts to cut his head. Zainab looks at this and says, oh, man, Abdesan, what are you doing? Hussein is being slaughtered. You are watching this. Hussein hears Zainab and then Zainab go back. Zainab, go back. My friend, final farewell to Hussein. Final farewell to Hussein. Zainab came back to the tent. Zainab came back to the tent. The dust started to blow. The earth started to shake. The sky turned red. There's a noise in the sky. Go to Al Hussein. Fe Karbala. Go to Al Hussein. Fe Karbala. Imam Sajjad.